Right now, it's been a while since I've spoken to Dr. Mark Hurko from the Sharon Hospital, and he is poised to join us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hurko.
Good morning. How are things?
Not too bad. First of all, before we get into our conversation, a week ago on Friday, I have been losing energy. I barely could make it up the ramp to the station. Called the Sharon Ambulance Squad. Jamie Casey was next door. She was there in a minute. The ambulance was here in about 3.5 minutes, and I was in the emergency room in 6 minutes with people working on me. We were there for about 6 or 7 hours. Took a lot of blood tests, and I want to mention to you that, well, of course, I've congratulated the ambulance squad all along. They were just absolutely amazing. But the doctors and the nurses that came into the room and dealt with me for 5.5 to 6 hours to get me through this crisis point, to move me where I can go. I went home and stayed home for 3 days and came back to work. They were all outstanding. Every time they came in and out of my room because of COVID protocols, they had to change everything that they had on. And they just did a terrific job. So I just want to pass that along to you that it was nice having so many talented people around to help you in a moment of need.
Well, I'm glad we can we actually practice what we preach, and I'm glad it worked out for you. So,
all right, well, let's go into some of the topics that you want to cover this morning, because we haven't really spoken to you in about 30 or 35 days.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, COVID, as you know, has reared its ugly head, and this is actually, for us as a hospital, as a system, this has been the probably the busiest wave. This week, we actually had our highest census of actually local COVID patients in our hospital. So that was something that, you know, I'm glad that we've had practice before, but we're able to handle that. What differs with this wave compared to any other wave we've had is the amount of employees that have been out, and therefore it's really hindered our abilities at times sometimes to staff a lot of the units, both our hospital and multiple hospitals within the region. And we actually, as a system, hit a record with the numbers of patients and the percentage of positive testing that's been going on. We hit a point where we were close to 60% positive COVID testing, anybody who came into the door. So this has been a trial by fire on this wave.
I was one of the lucky people. They retook the test that was back within 24 hours, and I was both negative to COVID and I was both negative to the flu, which was very relieving, and it opened up the doors now to explore what else is going on. So you're right about being understaffed. You know, at the restaurants, the businesses, the schools, the staffs, and when you come to a hospital environment, that's why I really wanted to credit the employees inside the hospital, is I know they were understaffed, I know they were under pressure, but, you know, even though I was in the hospital for 6 hours, I was never, ever, ever neglected for like an hour or so at a time. Always somebody checking in on me with about every 30, 35 minutes.
Well, you know, and that's what everybody did. There was a camaraderie and just an esprit de corps for everyone to come in. You know, even management, supervisors, I've actually was up on floors transporting patients. I'm still a surgeon, so I went ahead and one day was helping put in IVs. I've been swapping patients that come through in our testing area. So we're all doing what we can to actually relieve the people that are doing the face-to-face duty with all patients. So this has been a difficult time. It looks like, based upon the numbers that we saw earlier this week, that this area and this region may have just started to peak, and then it should, we hope, tail off here over the next 2 to 3 weeks. But yep. It's been difficult.
Yeah, the state as a whole is well above 20%, I think, as people that test positive. It might even be close to 27%. And in this area here, the way it affects you, the hospital and businesses and schools and any employer, it's just really tough. It seems that the people that are not vaccinated are the ones that are risk, and the people that are older and have lots of comorbidities are still at risk. But if you're vaccinated, you do get sick, but you don't get as sick as you did before.
Well, and the telling stat is, if you're vaccinated and you actually get boosted on top of that, you have an 89 times reduction in the chances of having to be hospitalized. 89-time reduction. So, people are saying, well, why should we get vaccinated? Why should we boost? You're going to get sick. Yeah, but you have an 89 times reduction in being hospitalized. And what's also telling is we're still running about 65-35 unvaccinated to vaccinated in regards to people being hospitalized with COVID. And then in the ICUs throughout our system, it's running around 95% to 5% unvaccinated to vaccinated. So no matter what variant that you're going to get in regards to COVID, if you're unvaccinated, you are extremely high risk of having a serious issue.
It's something I think that people, you know, we sit here and you at the Charon Hospital and also New Vance with all the hospitals have to be a little frustrated with what's going on the national scene between the FDA, the CDC, and politicians, because everybody's saying so many different things. It doesn't help people's confidence.
Well, I mean, you get to the point, people have coronary artery disease, and if we politicize coronary artery disease, is it true, is it not true? Do you need to have a cath? Do you not need to have a cath? Imagine if that actually was politicized, how we would say, what the heck are we talking about? This is the same thing in regard to COVID. It is just, there's times I'm just befuddled that people are actually arguing about this. So, very discouraging.
Well, as we look at the long term, what's the long term effect on healthcare? I mean, the people that get COVID, whether it's the light variant, whether it's the heavy variant, people that are unprotected, medical is just really starting to look into the potential long term effects of somebody who has gotten COVID, right?
Right. I mean, the initial variants actually, because of the way the infection entered the body, which was usually through the lungs. We're seeing, people having some moderate to long-term effects of some damage. Now, we don't know the severity or if you get long-term recovery or scarring from that. The newer variant, the Omicron variant, actually enters the body through the sinuses, through the upper airway. That's why this has been more of an upper airway issue. But again, we don't know the long-term effects because it's still so new. But we are seeing a certain percentage of people with that long COVID syndrome where they're just not recovering and they're having a lot of issues and long-term complications. So I think it'll take a while to we actually see the final outcome of this.
You know, one of the reasons I took COVID so seriously when I was in fourth grade, I came down with bronchitis. I missed 1 year of school, and it did a lot of scarring and damage in my lungs. So I took COVID very seriously and took my first shots, and I was going to get my booster shot when I got sick, and I was told, just wait a week or two after you're out of the hospital, then get your booster shot. That's why I took it so seriously, because my long-term effects with just simply bronchitis, it is somewhat debilitating to me, and I cannot imagine that if I got COVID and I got COVID in the lungs, what that would do on top of the damage that's already in my lungs.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And that's my mother has the same issue. And so I'm constantly, on her about, making sure she wears her mask. Try to avoid large social situations because you are at a higher risk because you actually have a little bit of a ding against you, and that you're susceptible to having a long-term complication. I mean, if you look at what I'm really discouraged is despite 2 years of having this and over a year of having vaccinations, we're barely hitting 70% of people being vaccinated and boosted only about 40% of the population right now. And people are wondering why the infection is spreading so rapidly. Those are your numbers, and that's why it's happening.
All right. So let's take a look at elsewhere, the position of the hospital and how you look forward now coming into 2022, getting through this winter season and into spring. What do you look at New Vance and in the hospital?
Well, as you know, we're going through our transformation change. We announced that in late autumn or mid-autumn. And we're in the midst of transforming Charon, to the future and for the betterment of the community. So we're busy working with the state, busy working with our community members, our board members, and actually our physicians and our employees as we look at recruiting primary care doctors to the area, expanding our behavioral health program, consolidating and and making better use of our inpatient footprint of the hospital, and just working through all of these issues as we move forward. So I'm really encouraged by just the momentum that we've had, and then we're seeing positivity. We've even had multiple donations from the community to help us with the Wi-Fi infrastructure and improving the technology of the area and the region. And we hope that someday soon we can say that, you know, the Sharon region and the northwest corner will be officially a wired, you know, a region. And so we keep our fingers crossed there. But there's a lot of change and a lot of movement, and I like the positive nature of how everybody has been, you know, kind of pitching in and working through this.
And before we leave the interview, I just want to pass along these two funny notes. One of the first persons in the ambulance to help me out was Brian Kenny. And I looked at Brian and I said, aren't you here a little early, Brian? But the second thing was when the doctor came in to my emergency room, he came up to me and said, hi, Marshall, how are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, you interviewed me when I came to town. And blah, blah, blah. It's nice to meet you. I was not this way, but it's nice to meet you. So that's one of the things about having local medical care in a local hospital is the people that you know, your blood pressure immediately goes down when you're dealing with them.
Oh, and that's why we're so proud that we have a very well-recognized center. We have experts in many fields, a very busy 24/7 emergency room, ORs. You just have people, and now people showing interest in actually coming into the region to help expand our services. This is the momentum I was hoping we would see, and I'm, you know, 2 years on the job now, and really encouraged by what we're seeing. We still have a lot of work to do, and, you know, COVID just keeps throwing monkey wrenches into it. But you know what? It's making our staff and everyone more resilient as we move forward for the future here, and it looks bright. So I'm really, really, I want to give kudos to the staff for sticking through all of this, just the community for supporting us for everything that we've done. So right. I'm really encouraged.
All right, Mark, great to speak to you again. We'll check in with you and keep following the progress of New Vance and Sharon Hospital. Have a great weekend coming up.
You too, Marshall. And, you know, stay safe and stay healthy.
All right. You too, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Mark Hurko, Sharon Hospital, here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.